This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 563. I am Brian Kilby, and with me this week, we have the indomitable Don.
Hi.
We have the... Okay, I can't come up with this. Hey, we have Diecast.
What's going on?
We also have Matt, a.k.a. Melvar.
Hey.
Rob Clay.
Hi.
John DeLuna.
Playing Street Fighter.
John DeLuna. He said he's typing. I'm playing Street Fighter. I can't talk right now. We also have special guest stars, Jason Kirk, who is off camera right now.
Which is a shame because I wore an orange shirt in honor of XV.
And he's shaved.
And Eric Crownover.
Hello.
Yeah, XV is not here.
We are XV.
Ooh. We are XV. We are many. So, man, I guess I'm trying to think what else happened this week, and it's sort of been a blur. We're going to talk more about Toys R Us and a couple other things that have happened. That's been pretty much the big story for the last few weeks. We have more questions right now than answers still, but there have been some developments there. I am trying to think, has anything major happened? So, like, the week, not this past weekend, but the weekend before, Chris, Matt, Diecast, and Don were here, and we had a blast. Like doing podcast stuff, and like my life has been much more empty since then. I don't have anybody here transforming my toys for me correctly.
Yeah, most people fall into a deep depression whenever I leave. It's perfectly acceptable.
And when we get to what we got this week, I'll show you that everything that I have is still in box because I just can't bring myself to open it and try to transform it. When Matt could do it better, I may just hold it. They just keep it in the box until the next time
I'll see you in June.
JoeCon. So yeah, that'll be fun.
Just send it to me. I'll transform it and review it and ship it back in its robot mode or preferred mode, whatever that may be.
You may have reviewed a lot of this stuff already. I don't know yet.
Just say, what don't you own, Diecast?
He owns everything. He has a lot of stuff.
A bank.
How's everybody doing? Anything going on? Anything crazy this week? But we were talking about Star Wars before. Before showtime.
I mean, we're going to get into it, but I thought some of the Toys R Us articles have been a little crazy this week.
There's been a lot of crazy stuff around it. Yeah.
And not just Toys R Us.
Oh, yeah. Stuff in general.
Yeah.
Hey, so let's go ahead and jump to, let me think real quick. We don't have anything to promote. Nothing big coming up anytime soon. We just missed Toy Fair. Well, we just had Toy Fair a month ago. We missed Joanna, but we had the first ever Radio Free CyberCon in Alpha. The alpha version of it.
The turnout was really poor and we didn't make any money.
Yeah, that's true.
But we didn't lose any either, so.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, too. What's the next big... the next big thing is what? SDCC, like in August?
July, yeah. But yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah,
it's true. That sounds about right.
Bumblebee movie's coming out toward Christmas. So I'm actually just literally doing a mental rundown. So we're not going to have anything exciting for a while. So let's just cancel the show this week. So we'll see you next week. Have a good one.
Bye.
Yeah.
Okay, so did anybody get anything this week? I will start because I have a ton of crap. I just shipped my pile of loot, so I have a bunch of stuff in here. And I have, like I said, I need Matt to transform it for me, so I've opened none of this. I have Legends Bumblebee.
That's very hard to transform.
Yeah, it's super hard.
Definitely
need. I need Matt for that.
Yeah.
I got new Prime Masters. I got Alpha Trion and Alchemist Prime.
Did you get them off Don's eBay?
Does he have them on eBay? He does.
I did. I sold them.
You sold them. Okay. Let's see here. I have one thing non-Transformers that I will share. I'll break my own rule. Legends Windblade, or I guess Wingblade. I think it is in Japan, but I haven't.
No, that is a Transformer.
No, it's still Windblade.
It's still Windblade? Okay. Like, for whatever, Amazon Japan lists her as Wingblade.
Okay.
When I ordered
It's a common error.
Yeah. I guess it's... Somebody's like trying to name it or translate it phonetically or something.
No, that shouldn't work phonetically. I think it's just like a common mistake.
Legend Slugslinger.
Oh,
let's see here. Gosh, I don't even know why I ordered this. It was another, I guess, Amazon Japan purchase. The Autobot clones.
Mm.
Mm.
This is all going to fall if I
those put were the pink pretty ones, pink. Right?
Yeah.
What did you say? Pretty pink.
I also got my. I think I'm actually going to keep it. My second G2 Megatron.
Mm.
So, I think this one's just staying in the box. Ben Yee shared this on his Facebook page, and I didn't know that it was on sale. I got the Planet of Junk set, which includes Retgar, Scrap Heap, and Hot Rod. This was $40. Not bad.
Yeah, and I think that's the Scrap Heap head mold that we knew about but had never been used mm-hmm. previously.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I may break down and get a couple of the other Platinum Edition sets that I don't have.
The Scrap Heap head was used in a Japanese e-hobby set because I have it.
That's right. Yeah. I knew somebody had it. I couldn't remember who it was. The last Transformers thing that I will show, and I didn't mention it during what I got last week. I think it may have come up in conversation, but I got XV's Revolution set. I was going to show it, but it's just too big. But the one thing I will mention that is not Transformers related, this was a Kickstarter, and somebody from the Transformers fandom shared it. I think it's a friend of a friend. I can't remember who it was specifically, though, but it was the Beast of the Mesozoic set. So it's the Velociraptor, which...
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
So,
pictures of that.
Yeah, with feathers, like it should have. And it's 1/6 scale, which if you ask, well, shouldn't a Velociraptor be bigger than that? No, a Velociraptor is about the size of a chicken. Yep. Not like what we see in the movies. So.
And now Thor can train him as his personal attack. You know, or is that the wrong Chris?
I don't know. I actually don't.
Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt. Yeah.
I was gonna say it's Star.
Yeah, that's Star Lord, not Thor. Oh.
There's Chris Hemsworth, okay. Chris Pratt, Chris Evans, Chris XV, Chris Triplett, Chris McFeely,
Chris Christopherson.
Chris. Yeah.
He was in Blade.
He was in Blade.
That counts.
That sort of counts. So yeah, but I think that's it. I think.
Wow.
That's a pretty big haul for me. I don't get that many big hauls anymore. Yeah. Just all came together.
If they ever do an IDW movie, like a comic, like a motion comic, they should get McFeely to do the voice for Megatron.
Oh, that'd be great.
Kim's going, you got another package.
So in the chat, and again, join us, tfradio.net/live each week. We pay attention to the chat and talk to you guys. Blade Raider said, if this is how much Kilby got, imagine how much Diecast has.
Oh, no.
But we'll save Diecast. Don, you go ahead.
Okay, I didn't get much. It was just a very light week for me. I got Alchemist Prime and Alpha Trion. I was at a Kroger out of town where they actually had some there. I picked up, added to my collection of Tommies, the Dino Thunder Black Ranger. And I picked up...
You have a Tommy Kennedy?
No. And I picked up my first two of hopefully two Jaegers. My Toys R Us got these in. I got Saber Athena, and I got Guardian Bravo, which basically...
How are those?
They're still in the box. I haven't opened them yet.
I mean, like, those are Bandai, right?
Yeah, I have heard a lot of good things about those. It's Robot Damashii is the line that succeeded the Gundam line that XV and I loved so much and that we collected for so long. They just went and changed the scale and upped the price on us so we could not follow along with it.
The one thing is that if you only want Gypsy Avenger, it actually has more stuff and is $10 cheaper because these are a retail of $29.99. But Gypsy Avenger itself is only $19.99, and you get more stuff. So
how is Gypsy Avenger different than Gypsy Danger? Is that a spoiler for the movie?
Upgraded. Yeah, 10 years later, upgraded body, some new weapons, two chain swords versus one.
It's not a radioactive pile of slag at the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah,
yep.
That too.
I actually didn't buy any. I actually avoided buying any of the NECA stuff. Because it's NECA, and it's like McFarlane. It looks pretty. You can't do anything with it, and it's even more expensive. So I didn't buy any of that.
Yeah, like when you guys were here, and we were at that Toys R Us, I found a NECA Ash from Ash vs. Evil Dead. And I wanted to buy it. Then I realized, this is NECA. I don't want it. I want a really nice Ash figure, and I don't know that one exists.
Yeah, I mean, you know, NECA looks good, but I mean, I've heard of stuff breaking literally out of the package, just arm popping, breaks, you know, shearing at that. So I may get Gypsy Avenger. I don't really like the way they're doing the pricing structure, but I can see that, you know, it's like if anyone's going to buy just one thing from the movie, it's going to probably be Gypsy Avenger.
Amazon, Gypsy Avenger's $30, so that's above retail.
Yeah, because I can go to GameStop and get one right now for $20.
Oh, GameStop does have them too.
Wave one. Nothing in wave one really sort of, you know, spoke to me. But mm-hmm. Saber Athena, of course, I liked because that's very. I don't know about you, Rob. You know, you're old school like I am. But does that not strike you sort of like Bubblegum Crisis armor suits?
It does kind of have that feel to it. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's...
But yeah, I want to get at least one of those, because for one thing, this is probably the cheapest I'm ever going to see Robot Damashii anything in my life. But the only place I'd seen them around was Toys R Us, so I am really glad to hear that GameStop's going to have them, because I kind of expect them to be well gone by the time I get back to TRU.
Yeah, so that's all I picked up. You know, I saw the black one, the evil Jaeger, but it's like, it's Snake Eyes as a robot.
Oh, hey.
Why?
Hey, so, I forgot I got something else this week.
Oh,
got Sludge.
Oh, nice.
Yay.
Oh.
Is so, that your last Dinobot that you needed?
No. So I have Slag on the way. No, I mean Snarl.
Snarl,
yeah.
So you can almost form Volcanicus.
I'm not going to.
What is that?
Yeah. That's not going to happen. Yeah, that's not me. Yeah. That's the one combiner I'm not going to ever bother.
Well, you should at least once just to say you did.
No, you shouldn't.
I don't need to.
With third-party upgrades, it's going to be okay.
No, it's not.
It's a thing that should never exist.
It's a thing that should not be.
Well, I always wanted a Dinobot.
We shall not speak its name.
No, you know, I always wanted one. It's just, you know, it just never worked out till now.
Yeah, okay, so Diecast, you go ahead.
Okay.
So you have a time limit of 25 minutes.
Okay, I can do this. I only got a couple things. I got the Infobar Prime.
Nice.
And one of the reasons I got it
is it's a knockoff or the real thing?
It's the real thing.
Okay.
How could you tell? Yeah.
I thought it had a Bluetooth function. Originally, when we were talking about this figure, they said there was supposed to be some sort of Bluetooth function.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Maybe it's not the real thing.
No, it's supposed to show you when you have notifications. It doesn't connect as a phone, but you can't actually use it as a phone.
Originally, yeah, it was supposed to show you if there was like a notification or something. There's nothing. So,
I swear I saw a review where it did. Oh, okay.
No, because I saw reviews and it didn't, and I was like, oh, they misreviewed it, and I got to get it and review it and show the proper functionality. This is it.
Yeah, so basically you're saying as far as that figure, they just phoned it in.
Oh, God, Don. So here's my music label sound blaster that I have never, ever, ever bothered using as an MP3 player.
Yeah.
I mean,
but it's cool.
I don't know why. I don't know why Takara bothers ever making anything electronic that has some sort of semblance of functionality, because it's completely unnecessary. But it is an awesome figure.
I wish Chris was here because we talked about this on one of the shows or something. But this is that oversized knockoff Legends Megatron that turns into a tank.
Oh. And
there was the wings behind it in the photos, which were really confusing me. And it looks like it's just cardboard, like fancy cardboard. It's not actually
okay.
So that like makes a lot more sense. And even though they show that little his little companion guy, whatever you want to call that,
he doesn't have it.
I don't think he has it because I don't see it in the packaging. So
now is that just upscale?
It
could
be on the.
It is extremely upscaled.
Or
I mean,
does it have any improvements too, or is it literally just straight upscaled? Like, did they give it thigh swivel is what I'm curious about.
Well, it's still in the box, so he probably doesn't know yet.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't look like they gave it thigh swivels, so.
That's sad.
Yeah. And then the other thing I got, which I'm actually really, really happy with, some people saw it on Twitter. I got the damaged version of the MPP-10, and
Is it actually damaged? Like, did you get a broken one, or is it supposed to be damaged? Because it looks pretty normal.
Like, weathered and paint damaged.
So it's been sitting outside.
It's the
Tonka toy from my, third birthday. Optimus Prime.
It's done exceptionally well. A lot better than I thought.
Was that Y-Zhang?
Yeah, Y-Zhang.
Why didn't you get the cel-shaded one?
I have that. That one's coming too, but it's not out.
He got real serious too. He's like, no, hold up. I got that one.
The cel-shaded is on the way. This was kind of an impulse thing, but I'm really happy with it because the photos can't do this justice because the red always looks lighter in photos. It's actually a really nice dark flat painted maroon red.
You're the horse Optimus, the one with the gold.
The detailing on it is so nice. Yeah, I have that one. It's actually never come out of the package.
Is it a similar red? If it's never come out, I guess you might not
know. That one is probably a shiny red where this is just, it's all flat paint. It's really, really nice.
Yeah, Y-Zhang, they may be, but they are doing improvements to they're upscaling the MP10 mold, but they're actually making improvements, and they're the ones that made that upscaled evasion mode Optimus to a leader class. Added metal, added more parts for better fit and coverage in vehicle mode. So Y-Zhang does some really good stuff. Now, Diecast, do you have their Megatron, or you gonna get their Megatron? You do, yeah, because it's definitely its own scale. But because I've got the clear version of what you've got.
So with
Optimus,
it's kind of like with Y-Zhang doing this. It's kind of like, well, we stole your car, but we put in a better transmission, so you should be happy.
But it. I mean, for me, the reason I like it, it's like having a custom without having to have someone do that.
No skills. You didn't have to go through a customizer, basically. Yeah.
Or no skills. Yeah.
So it's just a beautiful piece to have on display. And I think now that I see this, I think the cel shaded is going to be awesome as well.
Yeah.
And the cel shaded, they said, was limited to like 500 pieces. So
when's
whenever
the cel shaded Megatron come out?
Yeah, I don't know.
Have to.
Hopefully never.
Dear God, yeah.
You know you want it. Well, no. What you really don't want is the cel shaded Devastator.
Oh, God. Oh yeah.
What else?
There is a cel shaded Starscream coming out that I have seen, but I think that's from Yes Model. It's either Yes Model or KBB. But yeah, there is a cel-shaded Starscream in the works.
Yeah, well, now I will recommend the Yes model because I do have the three Seekers. KBB, I don't have any of them, but I have seen reviews with them, and the quality is not quite compared to Yes model, at least on the Seekers from like last year or so. But that's only what I've seen in reviews.
Anything else, Diecast?
No, I think that's it.
Matt,
bunch of Marvel Legends stuff, but that doesn't count.
No. Anything
well, that? I got that's nothing true. Transformers related, okay. But you're gonna like Eric. This, Brian. You're gonna like this, Brian.
Is it the sword?
Creo Technodrome.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Or Terradrome, right. Rather.
Whoa. Where'd you get that at?
Where'd you get it?
TFRadio.net/Amazon.
I love you.
Nice.
So I finally
I got a fire bat to go with it since it's oddly sold separately.
Yeah.
I don't have that kit. I need to fix that.
And now on to the stuff that you'll hate. I also got Dino nice. Thunder Black Dawn, along with Zeo Ranger 3 Blue and my Zeonizer.
Oh, I hate you. I hate you. I wish I'd bought that earlier.
Most important of all, Golden Power Staff.
Oh, nice.
Do you have Paramitus?
No. But it is a thing of beauty.
Oh man, that's full size.
Yeah,
yes, it is.
You'll poke your eye out with that.
I'll poke somebody's eye out with it.
And next week we'll have three mats on.
That's right. I will split into three equal parts. Except I have no heart, so I'll have to rename the third one.
Anything else?
And that's everything. That's everything I've got. The Golden Power Staff is the important thing. It's awesome.
Yeah,
that is pretty cool, gorgeous. Actually.
It's more beautiful than I could possibly have imagined.
How much was that?
It plays the I got it from Entertainment Earth. Don, what was that running?
124 versus 149.
Yeah, it was significantly less than it would have been at Big Bad Toy Store.
Yeah, I just wish I had bought the Zeonizer in advance.
And this plays the Zeo theme and Go Gold Ranger.
That's pretty cool.
Awesome. Oh, damn.
Oh. So, Eric, what did you get?
I got Ripper Snapper, who is a good walking shark that turns into a robotic Wolverine. I like the Wolverine claws.
Nick.
And then I got Hunger, who is, he's good, but what really stands out is that he makes by far the best combiner torso Hasbro has made yet, like better without a Silver doubt. Bolt. Oh yeah, he's basically Silver Bolt 2.0. So
I have yet to been able to find a Hunger, and it's really starting to bother me.
Hunger is on Amazon right, or I'm sorry, Ripper Snapper is on Amazon right now for $16.99. If anyone needs Ripper Snapper,
I might.
Yeah.
Ripper Snapper is the only deluxe I have right now.
I'm saying for $20.
You have to click on it and then select Amazon.
Huh.
Well, you're the best.
tfradio.net/Amazon.
Yeah, let me fix that. So while, hey, Eric, so did you get anything else?
No, I ordered a whole bunch of stuff, but I don't have any of that yet. So no, I just have Love Dead.
Yeah, see, Brian, this is why we need that general toy podcast.
Mm-hmm. Actually, yeah, you're right. We do need to do that general toy podcast. Jason, did you get anything?
Yes.
I'll put you on screen and I will take diecast off. Nope. Actually, no, I'm focusing on diecast. Ah!
Hey. Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants Jason.
Hey, that's not nice.
Oh, I just went to see you. I didn't mean no one wanted you. That sounded worse.
I'm glad you put me on camera, though, because I actually set it up so I could show everything on camera. So first off, I got Berserker when he was $7, I think he was on sale for.
He's worth that for sure.
See, that's the thing, though, because he's still in the box, because even I've been so impressed with these movie toys that I don't know if it's even $7.
Buying them.
Well, see, and Matt, you're probably right. And I don't have him on camera because I forgot. I also got Cogman, and contrary to popular belief of people on the show, I think I ended up having to get him for like $33 on Amazon. I don't think he's worth it. I really don't. Now, to be fair, my version of him does not peg together for crap. So the QC on mine is terrible. Like, his car mode is just nothing but gaps and panels everywhere. I heard so many good things about him. So I was like, oh, $30, I can do that. It seems worth it. Mine, I do not think so. But in the good news, I got the toy of TFCon DC, Big Cannon. I wish
it's glorious.
It is. I wish Hasbro, as much as I love Titans Return, the fact they made Galvatron a triple changer. I mean, this is the Hasbro could have done this figure just like this, and it could have been $45. Wait,
is that the open and play?
Yes.
Okay.
The open and play. Big
technically,
Cannon.
Galvatron's always been a triple changer. It's just the third form was once a jet, or was once a gun instead of a jet.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're right. You're right, Rob. But I don't know, because of how well this one came out, it's just worlds better. And we could have had a really nice official leader class Galvatron.
All of the unnecessary bits were stripped off of it for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
For Big Cannon, and it helps tremendously, and the fact that it's not a headmaster just elevates it that much more.
Right, exactly.
It's pretty darn screen accurate.
It doesn't have the terrible face mask. It wasn't even the fact that it was a headmaster, it was the fact that that was the one headmaster, like, with the helmet that they just screwed up. Out of all the others, they did so much better, except that one.
Yeah, that's a good head sculpt on him for sure, so big ups there. Yeah.
How much did you pay for that?
60? 65, maybe?
I kind of want that.
Oh, he's worth it. I think everyone else on the show here pretty much has one, so they'll agree with you, maybe. Or agree with me, maybe. But
yeah, I don't agree. You can't see mine, but he's standing up on the very top shelf.
I reviewed it, and then I sent it on, and it was, I don't miss it. My fans' toys is so much better. And I know they're different classes. I'm just, for me, I don't need another Galvatron that size.
That's fine. Yeah. And then I got, after months and months of waiting, Make Toys finally released Thunder Manus. I love this figure so much. It's not even funny. He is amazing.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah. You expected otherwise? You're a big fan of Stryker Manus, why wouldn't you think he was great?
I don't know. He's tiny. Just a little bit too small for me.
Because it's not Masterpiece scale. We went over this.
Yeah.
Right. Which, I don't understand that, but of course, Diecast, you and I will have a Masterpiece.
Jason, I don't know what you're talking about. I've had him for months. I like him.
But Jason, you and I tend to like the same figures. That's why I was...
Yeah. It seems to be, yeah. But no, he's great. I was really afraid because he was supposed to come out in December and then January and finally came out in February.
Welcome to third party.
Yeah, really.
But oh, 2 years is really later. This one came out on time. I'm curious why that one didn't when it's the second use of the mold.
I think with maybe tolerances with the divine armor and stuff.
Yeah
extra parts. Yeah.
I'm curious when the divine armor is coming out for this one because I want that because it looks really good on that figure and I have.
End up actually getting a God Bomber for that.
Yeah, I was going to say they showed off that the God Bomber, like it's almost the same exact armor, but it has a robot mode. So I was like, hey, that's cool.
Yeah, so for $125, he's great. I definitely recommend this figure. And as Fans Hobby and Make Toys with their Cross Dimensions are just two of my favorite things in third party. They're both amazing. So yes. Big recommend on my part. And that's it.
Cool. So while we were talking about all of the Diecast found the Ripper Snapper and everything, I realized that the one toy that I don't have is Moonracer. So I was just checking Big Bad Toy Store to see if she was there, and they have the entire wave for $90, all five figures. That's actually not bad.
That's about what I paid at retail for them.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, that sounds. Although you have to pay shipping. Oh, that's only $4 shipping.
But so you got to pay shipping, but you can actually snag them. Like I've only been able to find
exactly because they're double packed.
I've only been able to find two of these at retail. So I ended up getting Ripper Snapper thanks to Diecast.
And Moonracer short packed.
Mm-hmm.
Moonracer and Blackwing, right?
Yeah. I got Ripper Snapper thanks to Diecast just a minute ago, and I got Blackwing on Amazon last night or the night before.
Is he still up?
No. Well, I overpaid for it.
Okay.
But Moonracer, I've still yet to get, so, I don't know when I will. Fingers crossed.
Eventually.
Chris has got Moonracer for me along with the two Dinobots, so hopefully next week.
Sweet. Did you get anything this week?
No. FedEx is being a little slow, so my Wave 2 Legends are not here yet.
Well, there is a snowstorm going on for some of us.
Yeah. FedEx was dragging their heels on my stuff before there was a snowstorm.
Oh,
yeah.
Same here, but snowstorm's not going to help.
So
I should have had some of my stuff last week.
Yeah.
So, actually, I asked pre-show, but you weren't here at that point, Matt. Did you get snow?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we actually got sent home half the day yesterday. So, oh, wow. I left at 10 o'clock, and none of the roads have been plowed. Oof. So, a trip home that normally takes me 25 minutes took me almost 2 hours.
I remember a couple years ago, you shared a picture of like a foot of snow at your house when it was like 70 degrees.
I could have topped that yesterday, but now everything, it warmed up a little bit and everything packed down. But yeah, I'm talking, there was a tractor trailer jackknifed off the side of the road yesterday where it slid off. Then I fell into a ditch yesterday and had to use four-wheel drive to get out my home. It was pretty brutal around here.
Yeah. I would like to actually get a little bit of snow. It snowed last week while you guys were here, or like right before you left, but not much. John didn't.
Oh, I actually forgot something.
Okay.
I got my first Iron Factory figure. It's the Combiner Hunters RC, the black and pink RC with the giant cleaver. And man, I really like it because I always kind of wanted that Combiner Hunters RC. I just really like the design and the giant cleaver.
Cool.
I just thought the color scheme was cool. So this fellow came out with their Bruticus, I think. Yeah, I was going to say, my one co-host was getting that set, and he didn't really want this, so I got it off of him, and I really like it. So,
cool. So are you planning on getting any more or anything else?
I mean, I knew I was going to be in once they revealed their Nova Prime and DJD, so this is just my first one, but I will be in on future releases from now on.
Me too.
I forgot about those.
I already am pre-ordered.
RFC, the gateway drug to third party.
Amen.
Yep.
I would never actually use that tagline. It's not my thing. So this week in history, I'll mention this. 1988. This was
there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
That's
accurate.
30 years ago, the Headmasters episode, My Friend Six Shot, premieres in Japan. Don, okay. you remember this one, right?
Yeah.
This is the one where Daniel befriends Six Shot. And Six Shot basically, I guess, effectively changes allegiances. I mean, I guess he's no longer technically evil, but he's like, he calls him like Uncle Six Shot, which is pretty great. which is pretty great.
And in this version, Daniel actually carries a laser pistol with him,
which is cool.
This is Uncle Six Shot, and this is Jackass Willie.
in the American show, I guess technically in 2010 as well, at least in one episode, he carried like a laser knife or something.
Huh.
You remember that, Don? Or yeah, anybody else who was around? Yeah, when he had the energy knife. The funny thing is, again, keep in mind that in the U.S., that series took place in 2006. And the last time I checked, 12 years ago, I did not have a laser knife. And I'm pretty pissed off about that.
Did you check in your flying car? Maybe you lost it. Check. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Never mind.
No. It's,
maybe and, you
it's,
left it on it, Cybertron.
Maybe.
Yeah. Or fell into your self-lacing Nikes and you just didn't know it.
Yeah. I mean, technically they did have the, you know, Autobots there who could introduce technology and stuff, but still pretty sad by that. Okay. Jumping into the big news this week, Toys R Us to begin liquidation, of some stores as early as tomorrow, which is probably the day that you're hearing this or before you're probably hearing this after, some U.S. warehouses to close by mid-May.
And I just want to say I am hedging my bets here a lot because the original story was specifying that this information had come from letters given to employees in a bunch of different states, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Missouri, Hawaii, Georgia. But we don't know 100% for certain that this is the same plan across the chain.
So you mentioned in here the WARN Act, which is the Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act. It says that companies with 100 or more employees have to provide advance notice of mass layoffs. Now, there are ways you can sort of work around that when it comes to, so you could let somebody off. You could just lay somebody off and then pay them for that 90-day period. Toys R Us is not doing that. What it sounds like, according to the letter, that Toys R Us will be paying people through May 14th, but will not be offering severance packages.
No severance.
Yeah.
Executives got, you know, $16 million payouts, though. So.
Well, that was bonus for last year, which, I mean, not you know, saying anything, but I mean, at that point, they weren't necessarily closing their doors. They probably knew they were, though, and that was probably a golden parachute.
But, yeah, that's, I'm pretty sure that's why they went to court to get that bonus over the, you know, objections of basically everyone up to and including the Department of Justice.
Yeah. But yeah, it does not look good. We knew last week that it was going to happen. Now we know that it is happening. Well, what we don't know though is like the schedule by which they will be liquidating their assets and how that will actually take place.
And they said there's talks to keep the top 200 stores open, right? Like through, that's not for sure, but yeah, but they're talking about possibly selling them off to Toys R Us Canada. So it's possible 200.
I mean, Toys R Us Canada isn't doing incredibly hot either. So, I mean, how smart is that? How long is that going to last?
Yeah.
Is that even a factual thing that's happening?
Yeah, I don't know.
I may have misread it, but I thought they were not necessarily talking about Toys R Us Canada taking over the top 200 stores, but I thought they were talking about maybe possibly selling the Canadian business and the top 200 Toys R Us stores.
Possible. I mean, in the
U.S. I don't know.
Yeah,
there's been a lot of news. There's even news that, you know, Toys R Us, one of their reasonings for why they're doing so poorly was that the millennials aren't having enough kids.
Well, you know,
yes, the people who gave themselves the gigantic bonuses say this is all our fault.
it's our fault for not having kids.
Well, you know,
we didn't have the kids, but we buy all the toys.
This is true. Now, admittedly,
I bought all I could. I couldn't buy any more.
Admittedly, though, when it comes to how retailers work, a lot of it is cyclical and generational. I mean, Sears is all but closed, and Sears was the most dominant retailer in the world for a period. It's just,
John, you could have bought three Cybertrons. Putting that out there.
That's true, but the world changed, and Sears didn't necessarily follow suit. There are reasons that Toys R Us is in the shape that it's in, but I mean, there may be some truth to that. Millennials are not necessarily.
I think it's.
Well, I would say it hurts Babies R Us.
I think kids are more interested in digital entertainment nowadays than.
I agree with that.
I'm
not going to blame millennials for Toys R Us closing when Toys R Us was run poorly.
Oh, yeah. No.
I blame Toys R Us.
Yes,
a small piece.
There is a decline in the birth rate that they stated ever since, I believe they said 2007, 2008 when the recession hit. So there is some justification to that.
People are being more responsible with their money so they don't end up homeless.
Yeah. So,
and that too.
I totally agree with what Matt says. Yes, they were run poorly. Absolutely. Also, though, they're trying to maintain a brick and mortar, store in a digital world, selling product to a market that's increasingly shrinking. So, I mean, it's just the perfect storm of crap that's led to all of this, which leads me to the next thing I wanted to talk about. So the name of the company, I've already forgotten it, but there's a company that specializes in buying dead brands. Strategic Marks, which I love that name, Strategic Marks, announced that they plan to revive KB Toys. And
that is the best news I have ever heard in my life.
To quote, save the toy industry.
I love it.
So go ahead.
The current shape of this plan, which I don't think is mentioned in this post, but has come out since I made it, is that it looks like at least the first incarnation of the new KB Toys is going to pretty much take the place of the Toys R Us Express stores. They're going to be pop-up stores
around Christmas time.
Yeah,
correct?
around the holiday season. And the current plan is that a lot of the product that was intended to go to Toys R Us later in the year, probably a lot of the exclusives and such that we didn't know about yet, things like that, will probably end up going to this KB Toys instead if all goes according to plan.
Now, I'm not saying that I don't want this to happen, because of course I want this to happen. That would be, I think that would be great. But there's so many things that trip my BS meter with this.
Yes.
So it just sounds like on the surface like a bad idea. Mm-hmm. Bringing back that brand, trying to run a brick and mortar toy store again in a world where it doesn't make sense. But hey, if they can do it and they can do it profitably, sure, that'd be great. That'd be awesome. I just question that will actually happen.
They need to do something different, because if you don't, we're moving into online stuff, so if you want to have a real like brick and mortar store, you need to make it different than just another brick and mortar store. Like, you have to have something different in the plan, which it doesn't seem like they do, but we don't know that much.
Yes, you have to differentiate, but more importantly, you need to be profitable. Diecast, you're about to say something.
Yeah, I mean, this is what I was talking about when we first started talking about Toys R Us closing. I was like, maybe there's another company that can come through and maybe create a smaller footprint store, maybe, put them in key areas, and if it's an investment group, KB Toys, they have the name. The name has recognition in the industry.
It's been closed for 16 years.
Yeah.
But this is what I was talking about originally, that something like this could happen, and everyone told me I was crazy.
You still may be crazy because it hasn't happened.
But I could see it being, if not, wildly successful, at least sustainable, if they're just doing these pop-up stores around the holidays in malls where people are already going to shop anyway. I could totally see this working.
So
yeah, I mean, malls as a problem. I see malls as that's what they did in the past, and that's one of the reasons they failed. And look at malls. Go in a mall, you're going to see 10 or 15 spots that are open. I think this needs to be in more of a strip mall setting rather than a mall setting.
Well, so I agree. I'm kind of thinking that what might happen is that it might end up taking the place. Somebody in conjuncture with this talked about the Spirit Halloween stores that run from to October every year. And, you know, if KB slips into those spaces for 3 months after they're done with them, I think, you know, those stores seem to do okay for the 3 months a year they're around.
They come back every year, so they must do something, right?
So if that's the business model they're working on, if there's a method for that that has been proven to work, maybe it can work for a toy store as well as it works for a Halloween store.
Don, go ahead.
Yeah. I've been giving this a lot of thought because I did work for K&K Toys and KB Toys. I was working for KB Toys when Machine Wars came out. And I've been giving this a lot of thought. I, for one, would love to see the name come back because there is still a lot of name recognition, especially with collectors. The trouble I'm having with this is, one, the timing. The timing on this announcement is a little too perfect.
Well, that's the reason they announced it.
I'm saying originally that's what I was thinking. But after that point,
that's your BS meter going off because there's a lot of BS here.
Well, right. Even if they're working on it.
Don.
It's there.
But the thing, that's true. But the thing about KB is, as much as I love them and I shop them, even when I didn't work there, I loved going to KB. But you don't think of KB as a retailer to get the newest stuff. Not all the time.
It's a completely different company. It has nothing to do with the old KB.
I know. That's what I'm getting to. But what I'm saying is the old KB was a place where you went while you were at the mall, where you went to find stuff that you couldn't find anywhere else. It was always sort of like, well, we've tried everywhere else. Let's try KB. Mm-hmm. Or if you're a collector, you went there because you knew they got the tail end stuff. They were your Ross, your Marshall, your TJ Maxx's before those companies really were big, because that's where you got your end of the line stuff.
Yeah.
And the fact that that's a negative in some people's minds, and they're going to have to change that perception for this relaunch, even if it to be successful. And that's what I'm a little worried about. Can they make the new KB?
So Don,
I got two things.
Real quick. So to Don, to your point, what that says, you're just dancing around. It's a bad idea. To diecast. Earlier, you said people said you're crazy. You probably still are because it probably won't happen. But also the fact that, if depending on how small the footprint is, you're going to have to dedicate space to the stuff that sells. Right now, Transformers isn't where it's at, so we may not get a lot out of this. Rob, go ahead.
Yeah, that's true. But no, the two things I wanted to say is that, one, you know, this is probably only going to bear any resemblance to the old KB in that if they do end up in malls and strip malls like KB did, toy stores can only have so many shapes, and it's probably going to look vaguely like that. The other thing I wanted to say in terms of the timing is that the original post from this guy does say that they had gotten the KB trademark
a year ago,
and this was something they were working on anyway. And if I had done that, and if I was working on that, I would certainly jump on a chance to make a press release like this.
You're exactly right.
Yep. Right. Yeah. It was perfect timing. It was perfect timing to announce it if you're working on something and you own this name to get it out there. And, you know, I don't think they would have done that if they were just sitting on the name and they were just buying the name to, you know, have it. I mean, there's still a chance, yes, maybe this won't happen, but I think there's a good chance that it will happen.
There's a good chance it'll happen for a year.
Yeah. That's a pretty good way of putting it. But I think also, you know, I think because of this, they may have announced this before the plans were as far ahead as they thought, so, or as they would have wanted otherwise. So they may have a lot of things that they need to get set up before they're actually ready for this. So if they do try to jump on this holiday season, if that wasn't originally the plan, I hope they can get things set up well enough that it goes well for them.
I really hope this happens. I genuinely, honestly do. I just, like Rodimus Supreme in the chat and on Twitter, yeah, he's wrong though, but on Twitter was telling me that I was negative Nancy. No, you know, I'm trying to, I don't want to get excited for this, and I don't want people to, you know, jump over the moon and then when this fails, be depressed, because it probably will.
I feel like it's too soon to say that it's definitely going to be a failure, though. Honestly, I think they barely know their plan, so I feel like it's kind of quick to say their plan sucks, when really I don't think they even have a definitive vision of what their plan is. So
there's no plan. There's nothing.
Yeah, if
there
is no.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. There's nothing to go. There's nothing to go out either. There's nothing to go on either way. Really, you can't say that, oh, this is going to work, or oh, this definitely isn't going to work, because we don't know what there is.
Statistically. Most businesses fail, and almost hardly any ideas for a business actually get off the ground.
It only takes one spark to create a fire.
I love you. You, that is... Okay, let's move on. That's perfect. That's the way to end this. That's exactly right.
I've tried starting fires and not had a lot of luck sometimes, though, yes. So here's hoping.
So, Takaratomi Encore Car Robots, Don, this is for you. Car Robots Godfire Convoy packaging images for Robots in Disguise Omega Prime reissue. This is what, $5,000?
$229, so close enough.
Don, are you getting it?
At least on my budget.
No, as of right now, I'm not planning on getting it, just because, you know, I have the two original from Japan. I have the two USA versions. I have the black, I have the yellow, and I have the Toys R Us clear gift set. I'm good on those molds.
Two months from now, he'll have three of them.
Yes. what condition? Like the rubber on those, I'm certain it's already started to break down.
I really haven't checked, but the last time I did look at them, I didn't really see any problems. But again, I haven't really looked at them in a while.
It can't be rubbed if he doesn't look at it.
Yeah, and he doesn't want to look at it now, because he knows he'd have to spend $229 on a new one.
Okay. But I mean, you know,
so it makes me sad, because I want them, but I can't afford that.
Yeah, it's, I mean,
if it makes you feel any better, that Ultra Magnus is horrible.
Yes.
Well, I don't think the Ultra Magnus is as bad as everyone gives it grief for. And I do like that some of the paint changes on Optimus do make it look a little bit better. But I mean, if you don't have the molds already and you want the great sword, you know, because that is the same sword that came with Grand Maximus. They just changed out the handle for a different version that Godfire Convoy can hold. I mean, I think if you don't have it and you really want those molds without, and you want the great sword, it's not that bad. But it's, you know, it's definitely, I mean, you can get it cheaper if you don't care about the sword and the new colors. It just depends on your preference.
Yeah, you probably get on eBay for like $50.
About 100.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sell mine.
Loose.
Yeah, sell mine. Let's just take a second here. Considering how much were these U.S. retail originally?
$20 each, something like that. They weren't much.
I think they were 29, Brian, because I remember on the way down to BotCon Durham, I found Prime and Magnus, and I bought one of each.
Okay,
as trade fodder.
Mega were 15, Ultra were 25. These are closer to like what we would call leader class today. Yeah, 30 is probably right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So that's $229 is, you know, with, you know, markup for an import toy, that's about on par with the about 3-to-1 pricing we've had on reissues of toys for that era.
And also, whether or not the Magnus, you like the Magnus or not, there's a lot of plastic in these figures. There's a lot.
Agreed.
There's a lot of toy in these toys. 3-to-1.
But also, you know, it's fitting that Magnus was named God Magnus in Japan, just, you know, kind of following along the God Bomber legacy of not being the best individual figure in robot mode.
I can think of a lot worse figures I paid more money for than his original retail price.
Road Caesar?
Supreme Two-Door.
If only we had a toy line that could go back and redo past generations without having to bring back old molds, so it was 3-to-1 of the price, redo characters. If only.
Now, it'd be interesting to see if Takara could do it. Super Mini Pla is Matt has got the Super Mini Pla Megazords, and they're super detailed for the size. If they could do something like that for these older toys, it would be only about yay big, but it'd be highly detailed and highly posable.
I would love to see you try to put together a Super Mini Pla.
I have no idea what that is. So
a tiny model kit.
Same.
Yes.
That's why I didn't buy the model kit for Trion 3, because I'm terrible with models.
The way you wore with sticker sheets, I could see you trying to put together.
Feel like a video of him putting that together would be a hit. Just him attempting to put it together. I feel like
it'd be 5 minutes of me putting it together and then 20 seconds of a hammer.
It'd be a hit.
Hey, Don, sure. If you could get like a good camera and better internet, you would be like a star on YouTube if you were to do that.
Yeah, the world doesn't need more of me.
Yes, it
needs more Massey.
Yes, it does.
Less me and more Massey.
So let's see here. Takara-Tomy movie, the best March release package images. Jetfire Hound, Nemesis Prime, etc., etc. I really like the packaging on these.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty nice. I like the cap they put on that hound to fill out the vehicle mode a little bit more.
Yeah. It actually helps. Does that turn into anything or no?
Kind of a like backpack / weapons rack kind of dealy.
Okay. I knew that there. Okay. It's the upgrade kit I'm thinking of. Like, I think Dr. Wu did a kit that like filled up the back of the vehicle, but then he turned into his chain gun.
Yeah.
So this one doesn't do that, but okay.
No, it just kind of turns into a little like standing rack that holds his various handguns and things, it looks like.
Will anybody buy any of these?
I'm debating Nemesis Prime and maybe the Bumblebee only because I haven't seen the Bumblebee still, and I kind of want the hammer. So maybe, but probably not. Yeah, I don't know.
I forgot about the plot of the last night. When I looked at Nemesis Prime, I'm like, wait, why isn't he more black? Oh, that's right. He's movie Nemesis Prime.
Yeah, so he has a hammer if you don't want to buy the whole figure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what is that, I guess?
Dr. Wu.
Oh,
it's
okay.
A Bumblebee hammer.
Dr. Wu.
So really nice too.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I'm not buying any of these, but I love the packaging. And sometimes that's all that matters. let's see here. So I put this in, even though there's so many items in here. IDW brings panels, big exclusives, and debuts to WonderCon. So WonderCon is March 19th. No.
23rd to 25th.
23rd through 25th. So it's actually coming up. So basically they announced that they're bringing a bunch of comics and they'll have a lot of panels. So it looks like they will have Transformers-wise. Do they have anything Transformers-wise? No.
Yeah,
they've got a panel on Friday.
Exclusive-wise.
Oh, exclusive-wise.
All I'm saying is G.I. Joe and Sonics. Why would you not have Transformers? It seems to me like Transformers is one of their primary product.
Well, if the rumor is
the universe is ending,
and if they did an exclusive cover, they might have to reveal something or print
that's a good point.
I mean, they might probably like later in the year they'll probably have an exclusive version of the first like full issue of the Unicron series. But
how big is WonderCon? Because they have a ton of panels.
It's good.
Well, IDW has really been plugging the Transformers panel, so it's big enough that they're actually willing to announce things, it would appear.
So Friday, March 23rd, 4-5, Transformers with John Barber and Margaret Scott. So that should be fun.
Yep, and then they're doing another panel on Saturday with
same crew, but plus Livio Remondelli.
Mm-hmm.
They have a mask panel, Don. You don't care about this iteration of mask or incarnation.
Actually, I've not read the book, so I don't know whether I do or not.
It got canceled, Don, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, no one else read it either, so.
Hey, wait a minute. A book that got canceled that I didn't buy, that's a first, because the guys at Acme used to call me Cancel Man, because everything I bought for several years got canceled in the first year and a half.
I fully believe that.
I have that happen to me as well.
The only thing my powers wouldn't work on is anything X related. So anything X Men I bought, my powers do not work on anything X titles.
You know, WonderCon actually seems to have a lot of awesome panels. Where is this?
Los Angeles.
LA. Well, okay, well, I'm not going. I want to make a bigger deal of Heroes Con this year, because Heroes Con is a pretty big comic convention, and it's just right down the road from me. But I always just go and dick around the dealer room, and, you know, there's actually a lot more to it. But let's see here. Nobody cares about Sonic, but they also have, like, Sonic stuff. I guess that's the big... There's a Stretch Armstrong panel.
Probably for the TV show.
Wow. Gem of the Holograms panel.
That's for Don.
Yeah.
No, I'm not a Jim fan.
I like Don. I like Don. I do love Don, but I like Jim. I like Jim. I'm not going to lie.
Although I will say
she is truly outrageous.
Truly, yeah. Truly, truly outrageous.
Yeah. A friend's wife is a big fashion doll collector, Barbie, with a lot of different things, and she has all the Jim dolls. She actually took all the cassette tapes that came with Jim and copied them onto a CD for me. I still have the CD with all the Jim songs on it.
Oh my God, that is awesome, Don. I wonder if those are available anywhere, because I would actually love to listen to that stuff.
I'm sure they'll be somewhere.
That's
or
cool.
Maybe they'll end up in that vinyl line.
So hopefully we'll learn some stuff out of this for next week. So big thing for me is Cyber Battalion Shockwave and Sideswipe found at retail.
And I like that Shockwave.
I think Phil. Was it Phil? That,
actually.
Didn't Phil find Shockwave?
Phil was not the one cited in this story. Yeah, he may have found it too.
I think he found it after. I think he did.
Yeah. But either way, yes, Walgreens is now stocking this Cyber Battalion Shockwave. So if you like the look of that, it is out there for like $16-$17.
I love
look,
this
Mom,
thing.
No knees.
Even so, I'm kind of tempted.
Yeah. For $18, considering how big it is, it looks great.
It's kind of funny that Shockwave would be like the one thing that the best looking modern figure of it has no knees, because even the original figure had knees.
Yeah.
I wonder how many of these we'll see customized into those little robots from Ghost in the Shell, since it kind of looks like that.
No idea.
It's possible. That's probably more likely for the upcoming Cyberverse Shockwave, though.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm getting the two mixed up. I'm sorry.
No worries.
Flame Toys officially licensed Tarn figure. We have color samples. This
so
is what,
beautiful.
Like, this is what, like $300?
Yeah. Wow. And probably more, though, because he's a little bulkier than Drift, so he could be more. But
it's
my God.
Nice looking. Look
no,
at that.
Don't.
Oh, it is.
So I guess this is y'all's Unicron limp, huh?
I'm kind of.
Except I might actually get this. So
I mean, look at that pose.
I know.
He's so menacing.
Well, is it a statue or is it a figure?
It's a figure.
It's a non-transforming figure.
It's like the mass, like the mass Optimus and Megatron that they did with the big action figure.
With the exception of those device label, device labels were designed by Takara. There was some peripheral that transformed that I think was licensed by Hasbro, but otherwise. They don't license transforming toys, but they will license toys. I don't know if that's a hard and fast rule, but it's just the way it's worked out. Like any kind of thing like this has been non-transforming that they've licensed. God, that is beautiful.
I know. It's just the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really in my wheelhouse, though, but it is beautiful.
No, it wouldn't go with anything else I have, which is as good a reason as any to not spend $300.
That's a very good reason.
That would definitely go with Diecast collection, though. His collection is full of stuff like that.
Buy it.
With all his super premium $3,000 figures that he's got.
I can't. Well, I'm really happy with the MMC one, so I don't know.
When does this one come out? Does anyone know when this is actually coming out?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'm not sure.
Speaking of super premium stuff, do you have any of the... You don't have any of the Ultimetal figures, do you, Diecast?
No.
Why not?
They're way too much.
Aren't those like
$1,000.
Like $1,000.
But that's what he spends basically in a week on toys. So maybe he could just...
You can say, take a week off from other toys and just get one of those just to say you did, Diecast.
Yeah, skip a box of Taobao and go for that.
Mm-hmm. And I don't see any pre-orders for it, so...
Yeah, but right now soon. I'm in so deep, I might damage the Chinese economy.
That's true. I think we took a look at this a couple of weeks ago, maybe it was last week, but we have new photos of Power of the Primes, Optimal Optimus.
I like it.
I like these better than I like the ones before, honestly. This is one of the things where I have the original figure still. It's just, it's basically in the same condition it was when I first bought it. And I feel like I don't necessarily need another one, but...
But you're still going to buy it anyway.
I'm still going to buy it.
See, I like this. It's different. I don't have the original, so...
I was going to say, I don't have the original, so that's why I'm getting it. If I did, I honestly would probably skip it because there's a little bit different, but it doesn't seem like that much. But like I said, I don't own it, so this is great for me.
Yeah, I'm going to wait and hope they do a Primal Prime repaint in some fashion. Because so. I've got Primal Prime, but he's in the box, and I didn't want to open it up because I like it in the box and the way it looks.
It'll flake away when you open it.
Yeah. I mean, I've got Optimal Optimus out on the shelf, so I have the toy. I just prefer the Primal Prime color, so I'm going to hope we get a repaint of that.
Why don't you just get the Year of the Monkey Primal Prime?
I've got that.
It's like $45 on Amazon right now. I'm actually considering it.
I've already got that.
Ooh.
But I'm hoping we get this. That's not a surprise Hasbro Toy Shop exclusive, and then you have to fight everyone else for it for 5 minutes.
So two people in the chat have said Blade Raider, Nightwing Numb, basically that diecast could have saved Toys R Us.
I think he tried.
I tried.
I think we all tried.
Did he? I mean,
he didn't try hard enough.
Like you say, if you would have bought half the stuff from Toys R Us that you do from Taobao, I feel like they'd be fine.
They stopped really getting masterpieces. I mean, we haven't really gotten many masterpieces in Toys R Us like we used to get.
You needed to buy 2 Cybertrons.
Yeah, I didn't. I'm waiting. I'm honestly going to wait till like there's one left, and whatever the discounted price is, I might pick one up.
Well, you know, y'all think of it like this. How much older am I than diecast? What, 15 years, give or take?
13.
13. So I was spending 13 years worth of money before he even started. So if that doesn't help at all, plus everything else that I bought, I mean, I can only do so much by myself, people.
I only go to Toys R Us maybe twice a year, and I have one that's 20 minutes from my house. It's just...
But Don, you use Dononomics, so like... That doesn't help them.
Well, no. A lot of that was like retroactively Dononomics. You know, I still paid full retail minus whatever my reward points were.
You just justified it in your head.
Yeah,
is what Dononomics is for.
So
kind of
real quick for people watching the video. I don't know that we've mentioned yet that Jason shaved, and I keep looking
in the chat.
Yeah, and I keep looking. I look over. I'm like, oh, who's that again? And I'm like, why are they on the show? Then I'm like, oh, it's Jason. Like,
well, to be fair, you're probably still thinking that. Even you say,
it's Jason. Wait a minute. Why is he on the show?
No. As soon as I saw that XV wasn't on, I sent you guys a note. I'm like, hey, do you guys want to be on? But yeah, like, I 3 times, I'm like, who is that? So.
Well, and it's still for selfish reasons, because I'm losing weight, but I'm looking at my face and I'm like, I can't tell. So I shaved. I was like, oh, there it is.
Hey, he looks like a young Jack Black.
How many pounds are you down now?
43.
And you're doing it through the keto diet.
Nice. Ketogenics, baby.
How long have you been doing it?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. 45.
How long have you been doing it for, though?
It was 2 months yesterday.
Nice. How many more pounds till you're at your target?
160.
No.
Probably.
Hey.
Or no. about 110.
Okay.
You're beating me. I lost 45 pounds in like 4.5 months. So beating me. You say you're better than me.
I lost 170 pounds in 6 months, but you know, who's counting?
You win.
Well, I gained 130 of it back. But I've told that story a million times. Hey, Rob, so I have this in the news. Do we have anything worth talking about from that Unicron number 0 interview?
It's pretty short. Basically, what it comes down to is that the two like main things is that John Barber does say in the interview, yes, this is the end of the story we've been telling for over a decade, which pretty clearly points to a, you know, reboot of the whole IDW thing. And also mentions that this uh, he brainstormed this story with basically everybody that has been writing Transformers comics in the last few years. James Roberts, Margaret Scott, Nick Roche all contributed to this. So
nice.
That's pretty much the only information we have at the moment, but it sounds promising.
That's cool.
I hope it's just one issue and that Unicron just destroys everyone. And that's literally the end of the story. It's just like, they tried, they didn't win. We took a realistic approach.
Okay, so let's go ahead.
Hey, yes. We're gonna. Sorry, before we go in, it just keeps me thinking about the
Titan class
Unicron that I wanted, and this changed from okay, we're gonna do Unicron to okay, we're rebooting everything. Just make Unicron kill everybody.
Yeah,
that is entirely likely.
It's the best use of Unicron if you think about it.
So, other than a lamp.
So, guess what? If you want to buy a lamp or you want to buy a book about the ketogenic diet, go to tfradio.net/Amazon. You can buy basically anything there. In fact, actually, I just went to tfradio.net/Amazon right now and looked for ketogenic diet, and I found a book that's the complete ketogenic diet for beginners, your essential guide to living the keto lifestyle. Now, I would not recommend that specific diet for certain reasons, but Jason would recommend it because he's lost 45 pounds in 2 months.
Well, no, I'd recommend it because I did a lot of research before I did it. The results are nice, but I didn't just jump into it and it worked. It seemed to be what would work best for me. And thankfully it turned out that way, but no, don't jump into anything until you look into it for sure. Yeah, I agree with you there.
So we had you on an episode of Get the Skinny and we talked about the diet, and actually the food does sound pretty awesome. I got to admit.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, it's yeah.
So if you want to, buy books or supplies or whatever, tfradio.net/Amazon. You can buy anything. And I mentioned last 2 weeks about the bidet, tfradio.net/bidet. It's like $25. It's the best $25 that I've ever spent, period.
You know, Brian, I meant to ask you, is that what two toilets say when they meet each other, is bidet? Mate?
Yes. Or? So, Don, if you want to order one, I'll go install it for you.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, I'll be glad to. No problem at all. Just, I'll just drive up there. We can get breakfast at Golden Corral again. That was a great morning. Go back to that McDonald's, hang out, look at toys, install a bidet.
It'd be a happy day.
Be a happy day.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Well, I tried. tfradio.net/Amazon. Hey, Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
Okay, we've got some minor stories. The director of, I think he's the director of Pacific Rim Uprising, Stephen DeKnight. Who was part of the Transformers writer's room, has a lot of good things to say about the Bumblebee movie, which, not too surprising, but he's looking forward to it. Let's see. We got a list of what is going to be in Tiny Turbo Changers Wave 3 via Amazon Canada. So that I didn't even realize that there was going to be a Wave 3. So I'm glad that's going on, because we should have had like Transforming Blind Box figures from ages back. It's about time. And, I've gotten a couple of them. They're cute little things. So happy to see that. And lastly, I think my favorite thing of the stories in here is a couple of YouTube videos for Takara Tomy's release of the Studio Series and the Quick and the Turbo Change stuff. And the Studio Series videos have some fairly nice stop motion animation showing the figures transforming. So that's worth a look.
So, I like that a lot.
So
yeah, me too.
So in the show notes, there was something in there from last week, and I asked ICAST if that was still in there from the week before, if it was new. And it was like, what's on Taobao? And why don't we have a What's on Taobao segment?
We have done that on There Goes My Money before.
Yeah.
Technically.
When was the last time we had a There Goes My Money?
It's been like four weeks. There hasn't been much that's been announced lately.
But there's always stuff on Taobao. That should be its own show. That would be great.
What's like on that, Taobao? Like that,
you can do it every day.
That hot rod.
I think that's
head.
The name of it too. There's always stuff on
like,
Taobao.
No, Diecast. Seriously, I'm not even joking. I think you could probably give up reviewing the third party stuff and just reviewing the stuff that you find on Taobao and build a YouTube empire.
Oh, geez.
I think that I am endlessly fascinated by the crazy stuff you found.
Huh.
Like that Rodimus head that I just found, or Hot Rod head?
Yes.
And some of the weird knockoffs. I mean, like that giant Legends of Megatron, you know.
So
anything really bizarre.
Here's what,
find here, a knockoff Unicron lamp and I'll be impressed.
So here's what Diecast was talking about. This random mini Rodimus head. I don't even get it, but it's amazing.
It's weird.
With goatee, it looks like almost.
I know. I just realized that. I was like, chin. Does he have a goatee?
That's just his chin. That's just chin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting, though. It's got to be Rotocast, I would think.
It has the Hasbro logo on this vague, what I'm assuming is a certificate of authenticity that I doubt.
Sure.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, what's on the network this week? On our new show, that one episode of Robotech. Myself, Paladin, and Chris take a look at Robotech.
So I hadn't thrown it to you yet, Don, but go ahead. Don, what's on the network this week?
Absolutely nothing. Not a thing. There is nothing listed in the section, Brian.
Oh, crap. That's because I didn't copy and paste it.
Yeah, there is nothing listed. There's nothing listed. That's why I made up the Robotech thing, was because there was nothing listed.
I wrote it out, but I didn't. So, Don, you can
happy
go to
day with Don.
You can go to TFReady.net, or I'll just do it because, you know.
Okay.
My internet works. How was your weekend? Episode 32, favorite TV shows. On this episode of How Was Your Weekend, Wendy and I talk about some of our favorite TV shows. Super Force for the win.
Oh my gosh.
I know, right?
Wow.
I know.
That takes me back. That takes me back.
Don, you're the only person who I've mentioned that to who knows what in the hell I'm talking about.
Yes, I watched it. I watched it along with Superboy, the television series.
Yes, and yes.
All that stuff, all that 30-minute block of stuff at that time.
And the other show that we posted this week, RPG Lessons Learned 46, East Texas University Game 2. This week on RPGLL, Dusty, Mike, and I return to our East Texas University adventure with game number 2. Unlike the first game, it was fun. The first play was, you know, there's a lot of challenges that we had with Skype and other things. But this game was full of challenges and was fun. And we have recorded, or we've played a subsequent game after this, and we'll talk about it here in a few weeks. But
nice,
yeah. So we've been trying to play our games over Skype instead of in person, just because we've had some issues getting everybody together in the same room. And we actually this past weekend recorded or played I forgot the game off the top of my head. But we played a game in Rokugan with the Shadow of the Cabal podcast host. Legend of the Five Rings, yeah. We played an L5R game and over Skype, and it actually worked out really well.
That's cool.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Really enjoying doing that over Skype now. I like playing games in person better. But I am definitely not opposed to doing games over Skype, so we should do a game at some point. That could be a lot of fun. Just saying. Okay, Diecast does not have any reviews this week, so guess what? We're done. That's it. You can find this episode at tfradio.net/563. You can leave us a voicemail at 931-99-GOBOT. It's 931-994-6268. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio, on Facebook at facebook.com/tfradio. And on Instagram at TF Podcast, Rob Springer is on Twitter. Rob's not here. Rob hasn't recorded an episode of Being Awesome in a while. We miss hearing you, Rob. We really do. Rob can be found at zonebase.org and at RoboRobSpringer. Don, how do people get a hold of you?
I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4 EBR.
He can also be found at the local Golden Corral.
He can be.
Probably more than I should be.
That Golden Corral was great that we went to. Like,
it was. It was even better than my local one, and my local one is pretty snazzy.
I was actually really pleased by that meal. When Chris, whoever said, I want to go to Golden Corral, I'm like, no, I don't want to go to Golden Corral. We need to go somewhere else. Like something.
It wasn't a sketchy Chinese place for once, so yeah. That was nice.
Though there was one directly across from our hotel, and we managed to somehow not go to it.
And that's actually a good Chinese place.
And we didn't go to Waffle House.
Which was even closer to our hotel.
You failed.
That's right. Don, next time, you and me are going to Waffle House because I will never eat at Jack in the Box again.
There was a steakhouse right beside your hotel.
Who?
It's called Scores.
Oh,
I see what they did there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So, Diecast, how do people get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me on the Facebook at Reviews by Diecast, on the YouTubes at RFC Reviews, and on the Twitters at Diecast2.
And on Taobao.
And on Taobao. I love that. Okay, Jason.
I do have a Taobao name. It's Diecast2.
Now, can people follow, like on eBay, people can follow other people. Can people follow people on Taobao?
You can follow sellers. I don't know that.
Okay.
I was going to say, if he's not selling anything, I don't know how, like, what yeah. you would follow, track his purchases.
Did you ever, did you ever put up, like, that how to sell, buy on Taobao? But you really need
no,
to.
No, I never did.
You really it's, need to.
Yeah.
It's been so long, I would have to go through the whole setup process again, because it's been so long, I don't remember how to set it up.
So if you have any,
and it does change periodically. That's true. Do.
So if you have any free time this weekend or sometime, let's sit down virtually over Skype and walk me through it, and like we'll record it and we'll have video one, and I'll have a Taobao account too, and I can start getting crazy crap off Taobao.
Okay. Oh, I love this.
Should you really do that?
No.
Yes. Yes.
No.
Shut up, Eric. Yes.
No. Like Diecast will get like all this like this high end stuff, and I will go for like the stuff that's like $1 and $2. I'll be
getting you'll get like 1,000 of them. That's the thing. Like you'll find $1,000 things that you like, and it's like, oh, it's only $1. Like, it's only $1. It's only $1.
Diecast got me that Nemo dolphin off of Taobao, and I love that. He got me the bug combiner off Taobao, and I love that. What else?
The transforming bus.
He got me the bus off Taobao. Yes, Diecast, the cheap stuff is the best stuff. Except for that, I think that Thomas the Tank Transformer combiner because it broke.
Yeah, that was not good. That was very, very cheap.
But thank you for buying that again. Like, yeah, that was Diecast is awesome.
That reminds me that, you know what makes me really sad? I've been checking the Easter baskets at like every store I've gone to this year.
Nothing.
Yeah, no knockoff Transformers whatsoever.
Sorry, Ron.
Oh, I was just going to say that year I got the like knockoffs of third party Blast Off and Swindle and Easter baskets was like the last year I saw any decent Transformers knockoffs in any Easter baskets. And I am so sad about that.
Again, though, and I posted this to Twitter, but I was in Ollie's this past weekend and I was getting like Russell Stover Christmas chocolate. And over the PA, it said, "Hey, Justin, Russell Stover chocolate, you know, you can use it to fill out those Easter baskets." And that was like the only Russell Stover that I saw. So they were expecting people to put Christmas chocolate in Easter baskets, which I'm all for, but I just thought it was hilarious. Jason, how do people get a hold of you?
Well, if you want to go to my boring Twitter account, you can go to Jason S. Kirk on Twitter. But if you want to do something really exciting, you can go to everlastingminute.com and check out my new podcast, Minute by Minute, of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Episode 14 came out today, so there's plenty of time to get on the train before momentum's growing.
Episode 14. How often do you post this?
3 times a week.
Okay. Cause I'm like, God, it hasn't been 14 weeks since you started talking. No. Okay.
No, we didn't go daily, but we didn't want to go weekly. So we settled on 3.
Okay. That's cool. Yep. Matt, how do people get a hold of you? Melvar on Twitter, 3 L's, 2 R's, MELLLVARR. And also at ChrisRTXV on Twitter, because they're basically the same person. Except for, I think Chris is probably better with the photo skills, which you can find his stuff.
And Chris likes orange.
He does. Well, who doesn't like orange?
Mm.
Chris can be.
My Twitter feed is angrier than his.
Mm. Yeah. I think your Twitter feed, my Twitter feed, I think your Twitter feed is what I would, if I were more open with what I want to say, I think your Twitter feed is kind of like a proxy for me.
He doesn't say anything. He just retweets.
He retweets stuff I would retweet. And literally, again, it used to be a proxy for me because I made up the account and was just tweeting whatever I wanted to.
I remember those days.
That was the best. Rob.
I am on Twitter at Figure Reviewers and Flailthroughs. Also on YouTube at Flailthroughs. Taking a break from Gundam Side Stories this week and running some Gundam Battle Operation rounds from back when that game still existed. And, of course, you can find the video reviews that Chris and I do for T-Formers on YouTube at T-Formers TV.
Oh, yeah, and I forgot. Chris can be found on Flickr at flickr.com/ChrisRTXV. XV. Yep. Eric.
You can find me on Twitter at Eric Crowbar or Instagram at Aramis Prime. And then
how do you spell it?
Well, I mean, Eric Crowbar is easy, but yes. Aramis Prime is E-R-I-M-U-S Prime. Like just all one word, no underscores or anything.
Excellent.
But also Nerdy Geek Talk, subscribe to that on YouTube or anywhere you listen to probably this, in all honesty, for all my podcasts, including Steel City Bots, which is a fun time. So go ahead and do that.
You know, you should make an exception for old people to be on your show.
I've had Diecast on my show.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I was on.
That's
cool. That was the most backhanded wow.
I knew you wouldn't be offended by it.
My invite must have gotten lost in the email.
Mine
Jason,
too.
We've talked about this like three times. Yeah. We've literally talked about this three times.
I'm old, Eric. I don't remember these things.
We record shows at the same time.
Oh, that's right.
I never got an invite, so yeah, I'm not.
I have a list that I'm actually going through, but I swear I'll get to you at some point. I promise.
So basically, it's like Aaron Archer's list that he has on the back of his door. Like, don't make toys for these people, and I'm like on the list or something.
Awesome, John.
Bad John D everywhere.
Excellent, 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 excellent. Well, guys, thanks for being here. It's been awesome. We'll see you next week. Have a good one.
Bye.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you.
Alexa, when does the Teen Titans Go movie come out?
She won't know.
July 27th.
She said
knew
that?
Brian. Yeah.
Huh. Alexa, when will the Teen Titans movie come out?
The film Teen Titans was released in 2004.
Didn't say go.
Yeah, I was going to say you didn't say Teen Titans Go.
Alexa, when will the Teen Titans Go film be released?
This might answer your question. Teen Titans Go premiered on April 23, 2013. The next episode of Teen Titans Go, Mo Money Mo Problems, airs on March 30, 2018. The episode is the 48th episode of Season 4. I know about 11 Bosnian movies, including The Perfect Circle that was released on September 10, 1997, On the Path that was released on January 11, 2011, Halima's Path that was released on May 20th, 2013,
okay,
and an
okay,
episode
okay,
in the life of an iron picker that was released
Alexa,
on November 9th, 2000.
Stop.